Part 2. Okinawa, the Final Triumph. Chapter 7. Rest and Rehabilitation. Early next morning, the Sea Runner, in convoy with other ships, including those carrying the survivors of the 7th Marines, put out for Pavuvu. I was glad to be aboard ship again, even a troop ship. I drank gallons of ice-cold water from the electrically cooled scuttlebutts. This is a naval slang word referring either to water coolers aboard ship or to roomers. Perhaps the double meaning derived from a habit of sailors and marines of swapping roomers when gathered around a water cooler for a drink. Most of my old friends in rifle companies had been wounded or killed. It was terribly depressing, and the full realization of our losses bore down heavily on me as we made inquiries. The survivors on board gave us all the details regarding our friends who hadn't made it through Peleliu. We thanked them and moved on. After a few of the visits and bad news about lost friends, I began to feel that I hadn't been just lucky, but was a survivor of a major tragedy. One day, after noon chow, a friend and I were sitting on our racks discussing things in general. The conversation drifted off, and we fell silent. Suddenly, he looked at me with an intense, pained expression on his face and said, "Sledgehammer, why the hell did we have to take Peleliu?" I must have looked at him blankly, because he began to argue that our losses on Peleliu had been useless and hadn't helped the war effort at all, and that the island could have been bypassed. "Hell, the army landed troops on Moratai, Netherlands East Indies, with light opposition the same day we landed on Peleliu, and we caught hell. Now the damn place still ain't secured. And while we were on Peleliu, MacArthur hit Leyte in the Philippines, 20 October, and walked ashore standing up. I just don't see where we did any good," he continued. I replied gloomily, "I don't know." He just stared at the bulkhead and sadly shook his head. He was the same friend who had been with me the time we saw the three terribly mutilated Marine dead. I could imagine what he was thinking. Despite these momentary lapses, the veterans of Peleliu knew they had accomplished something special, that these Marines had been able to survive the intense physical exertion of weeks of combat on Peleliu in that incredibly muggy heat gave ample evidence of their physical toughness. That we had survived emotionally, at least for the moment, was and is ample evidence to me that our training and discipline were the best. They prepared us for the worst, which is what we experienced on Peleliu.